Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 21, 1806. Lewis disappointed, Clark suffering a theft. Lewis's exploration of the Marias is coming to an end without success of finding any drainage above north latitude 50 degrees in what is now Canada. He writes,
"We set out at sunrise and proceeded a short distance up the north side of the river. We found ravines, which made in on this side, were so steep and numerous that we passed the river. The pack horse, which carried my instrument, missed the ford and wet the instruments. This accident detained us about half an hour. I took the instruments out, wiped and dried their cases. They sustained no material injury. We saw a large herd of elk this morning. The buffalo still become more scarce. At 2 p.m. we struck a northern branch of the Marias River, about 30 yards wide at a distance of about 8 miles from its entrance. This stream is closely confined between cliffs of freestone rocks. The bottom narrow below us and above the rocks confine it on each side. Some little timber below, but not any above. The water of this stream is nearly clear. From the appearance of this rock and the apparent height of the bed of the stream, I am induced to believe that there are falls in these rivers somewhere about their junction. Being convinced that this stream came from the mountains, I determined to pursue it as it will lead me to the most northern point to which the waters of the Marias River extend, which I now fear will not be as far north as I wished and expected. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 21, 1806.
Captain Clark is having troubles of his own on the Yellowstone River and writes,
"This morning I was informed that half of our horses were absent. Sent out Shannon, Bratton, and Charbonneau to hunt them. Charbonneau went up the river, Shannon down, and Bratton in the bottom near camp. Charbonneau and Bratton returned at 10 a.m., and informed me that they saw no signs of the horses. Shannon proceeded on down the river about 14 miles and did not return until late in the evening. He was equally unsuccessful. The men worked very diligently on the canoes, one of them nearly finished, ready to put in the water. I am apprehensive that the Indians have stolen our horses and probably those who had made the smoke a few days past towards the southwest. I determined to have the balance of the horses guarded. Sent 3 men. On their approach near, the horses were so alarmed that they ran away and entered the woods, and the men returned. A great number of geese, which raise their young on this river, passed down frequently since my arrival at this place. Captain William Clark, July 21, 1806.
Some historians surmise that the horses were well trained to hunt buffalo, and now that they were again in buffalo country, they ran off, chasing buffalo, most never to be seen again. Sergeant Pryor will have the remaining horses with him as he travels down the Yellowstone on land. The party is a few miles southwest of Billings, Montana. Monday, crossing the river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.